Hey everybody, Jerome Bivens in Baltimore, and today's April 25th, 2024. I hope you're following the story regarding the colleges and universities across the country where a number of students and others have started protesting the war in Israel and Gaza. Very reminiscent of the 60s. I was 10 in 1969. And I have some recollections of some of the protests that took place in the 60s regarding the Vietnam War. It was a big deal then because there was a lot of anti-Vietnam War sentiment in the country back then. Fast forward to today, and there's another war. And it doesn't involve the United States directly, but we obviously have a large Palestinian population and large Jewish population, and the temperatures are rising. I thought it was interesting that the Speaker of the House, the Republican Mike Johnson, visited Columbia University. I'm not exactly sure why. I don't know that this situation, these protests fall within the federal government's jurisdiction or purview, but whatever. But it was interesting. In the soundbite, he indicated that the leaders of these universities needed to step down if they couldn't maintain order and safety. He said, "These protests are not protest." He says, "When there's violence and when there's threat of violence and fear, it's not protected speech. It's not a legitimate protest. And it needs to be stopped." What I didn't hear him say was, "Oh my God, this is January 6th all over again." Because that's kind of what it looks like to me. Of course, these are college students, and these are our kids, these are our boys and girls, and we always allow them, as a matter of fact, we encourage them to speak their minds. But the folks that invaded and attacked the Capitol on January 6th. Well, this is a different ball of wax, my friends. And it's interesting to me that Mike Johnson didn't draw the comparison, because, he's an election denier. And I think he's one of those people that says that, oh, those folks that attacked the Capitol on January 6th, oh, well, they were just tourists. Maybe a couple of guys had had too many beers, but it was no big deal. In any event, I think a difference is clear. The college students are not attacking any seat of government. As a matter of fact, the locations of these protests are all on college campuses. And I mean, let's face it, if you can't express your ideas, if you can't express your thoughts, if you can't vent your feelings on a college campus, then where else can you do it? I mean, that's what college is all about, opening up and expanding your mind. January 6th, on the other hand, was an insurrection. It was a violent attempt at a coup, and we all know who was behind it. So, to all of my friends at Columbia and Harvard, MIT, College Park, USC, University of Texas, kudos. Kudos, because I'm anti-war at any level. I feel for all of the people who have died in Gaza, in Israel, and Ukraine, and Russia. I feel for all of those people. But it's just a testament to the fact that, human beings are basically primitive animals, and until we get beyond resolving our conflicts with violence, we are always going to have problems. Justice for everybody.